Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hopefully we're singing this song on Sunday that it's a good day for our pick six parlay, because, well, so far it's been donations for me to my favorite gambling app. Did we hit 500 one week, 3-3? I think we might have. I feel like we've had more weeks with one or two wins. You probably have a better chance if you fade us.
Yeah. Bet the opposite.
So maybe I'll do that, too. I'll try to bet against us.
I mean, me personally, bet what I say.
You're so toast. You know why? You know how I know that?
Why is that?
Because this week, you actually got your first pick. I think you put your game in on Wednesday?
Yeah.
You were like ahead of the... I'll take that. I kept being
the last pick. I didn't want to be the last pick anymore.
And you were the last pick, and you would pick other people's picks. Then you'd end up with a game that you actually won, even though the first couple games you picked, you would have lost.
Yeah, that wasn't meant to be, obviously.
That's true. That's true. God works in mysterious ways.
And maybe I knew you already picked it, and I was doing that to kind of throw you a curveball.
That could be, but this is the week. It's time now for our pick six.
A pick six!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six! Jones with the pick six!
And he flips the game!
Let's go!
I'll start things off, as I do every week, and give you a loser right out the gates. 1-5 is my record. Six picks. I'm embarrassed to say. 1-5. Worst record
That's
there is.
That's so bad, bro.
I'm not the only one. Oof. Brian Frazoco also 1-5.
Wow. That's so embarrassing.
Now I know why he left early today, because he didn't want to make his pick. That's... I will take the Bears versus the Saints. -4.5 for Chicago. I think the Saints are not as bad as I thought they'd be.
Right.
But they're not a good football team.
Yeah.
And the Bears, I feel like the Bears, this is a similar situation. Don't turn it over. And I think the Bears are starting to play some decent football. I think Ben Johnson is starting to meld a little bit with Caleb Williams and what they're doing. So give me the Bears versus the Saints. I will lay the 4.5 points, and I will get my second pick six victory of the season.
Let's hope. I'm pulling for you, Bubba.
Fitzy had to bump out a little early today, but he wants to take the Browns. -2.5 versus the Dolphins. Fitzy's also 1-5 on the year in our pick six.
Man.
He also stinks. So he has Cleveland, which is an interesting selection with Dylan Gabriel. Yep. But that Dolphins team has been pretty bad. You have a leader who talked about leadership problems and outing guys for missing or being late.
Nick Saban's not happy with him.
No, he's not. Oh. And he wasn't happy with himself. He actually apologized. He said things he shouldn't have said.
Too little too late, bro.
You said them. They're cats out the bag. So Fitzy takes the Browns -2.5 versus the Dolphins. Ted, who you got?
I picked the Panthers in the Jets game, and I am going with the Panthers. Panthers, who are 1.5 point favorites in this game, which is kind of surprising to me. I thought that spread would be a little bit bigger. But, yeah, the Jets, they're awful. They got their first takeaway in last week's game. That's pretty pathetic. That team feels inept. They don't know what to do. I feel bad because Aaron Glenn's such a good guy, you know. But if you saw his defense when he first started running the defense in Detroit, they were a mess there. I don't know. Just maybe pay attention to. Nice guy. You go with your former player who was, was he a Hall of Famer? Aaron Glenn Hall of Famer?
No.
Hell of a good player, though. But
good player.
I just, I don't think he's cut out for being a head coach. So I can't even see this game being close. So the Panthers got a little something cooking. So I got the Panthers beating the Jets. And I love that spread. Only 1.5 point favorites.
Is this freaking parenthetical next to your name, right? Are you really 5-1?
Yes.
Are you really 5-1?
I'm 5-1.
Holy crap. Yeah, that's impressive. Yeah. You should have been making just one-off bet picks.
Why do you think I'm like, got my chest out? I'm
because I thought we all sucked and maybe you were like, 3-3 or something.
You guys are bringing me down.
We absolutely are. You should break free from this parlay and just go off on your own and make your own picks.
I said that at the beginning of the segment.
Holy crap.
Just follow what my picks are.
Wow. So Dan Ball, who is off calling some hockey games today for Quinnipiac, he's taking the Packers -6.5 at the Cardinals. Dan Ball is the only other person on the show that doesn't have a losing record. He's 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan Ball has Packers -6.5 at Cardinals. Stiz.
So, Andy, I'm going to take the Cowboys. They're looking to get back to .500. They'll be hosting the Commanders on Sunday. I think the Cowboys, 2.5, they're favored by 2.5. So, they get 2.5, right? So I shouldn't say they're favored. I'm still learning the whole betting lingo.
Good, Cowboys right? +2.5.
Yeah, they're +2.5, so they get 2.5. So, I did it wrong again. Damn it. Cowboys, just give me the freaking Cowboys.
You're taking the Cowboys. You're taking the points. Yeah, you are 2-4 on the year.
I'm not. Yeah, could be better.
You're twice as good as I am. You have 2 wins, and I only have one. And then, as I mentioned, Brian Ferzocco is another 1-5 record, like Fitzy and myself. He's taking the Eagles -1.5 points at the Vikings. There's some quarterback questions there. I don't know if they made the announcement today. J.J. McCarthy has been practicing. Carson Wentz has also been hurt. So the quarterback situation is a little bit up in the air for the Vikings. And the Eagles are just up in the air in terms of who they are. Do they want to be a good winning football team, in fighting?
You win a Super Bowl and then it all comes falling apart for some teams.
What would you know about that?
Hey, a little something.
Yeah, 2002.
That 2002 team, we thought we had some things figured out. We were wrong.
Yeah, you didn't. You didn't make the playoffs. We'll see if that happens to the Eagles. So you put those all together. You got Hart taking the Bears -4.5. Fitzy has the Browns -2.5. Ted has the Panthers -1.5. Dan has the Packers, a favorite, -6.5. Stiz takes the Cowboys in those 2.5 points. And the Eagles laying 1.5 points is Brian's selection. Put them all together. That gives you +4,832. That means $10 wins you $483.29.
Not bad juice.
A.K.A. one Uber Eats order for Stiz during the middle of our show. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we will give you our Patriots picks. And thankfully, this is our area of expertise. We've been doing a little bit better job actually picking the Patriots games better than our pick six. Patriots picks up next for Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.